Welcome to 5-Minute Musar. This week is Sukkot, the Jewish festival of booths, a festival of biblical origins, and a former pilgrimage holiday to the former temple in Yerushalayim in Jerusalem. Sukkot elicits from us the most profound question of what makes a life worth living. We Jews who observe eat our meals and sleep in this homemade temporary dwelling called a sukkah. Its beauty, its simplicity, its joyful meals and time under the canopy of God, under the stars, one feels complete, whole. We just prayed on Rosh Hashanah, the new year, on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, to be written in the Book of Life. Sukkot, in its fragility with three open walls and its brevity of temporary housing for 7 days, reminds us how brief and vulnerable life is. We intensely reject the opening voice of Kohelet's bitter resignation to a life without gratitude, to a life where the self reigns. In the sukkah, we feel that life is a gift from God that we repay by giving to and serving others. Joy of Sukkot is the awareness of and the recognition of the privilege to be alive. Indeed, it is the voice at the end of Kohelet, the book of Ecclesiastes, that we study on Sukkot, that recognizes what makes a life worth living. What makes his pending death is something he can accept, is something we can accept. As a daily spiritual practice, Musar prepares us for Musar work, the daily triggers to which we can respond or react. In our daily lives, we run into people or situations that try our patience, that sometimes trigger our negative selves. Our Musar practice of refining and balancing our midot, our soul traits, creates an opening for us to awareness, to mindfulness, that we can have space between the match and the fuse, that we can be aware that we are becoming impatient to a situation. We can practice recognizing how impatience is boiling within and practice self-restraint and choose not to act out. But what happens when God and life upend all that we have come to count on, all that we expect, like with the current pandemic? Again, Musar practice prepares for the challenges of life, but sometimes something that started off with an incorrect assumption that it would disrupt our lives for a short time, a few months at most, has turned into something chronic. It is not unlike when one has a new injury or illness that is acute. We may be surprised by it. We may even find it unpleasant and unwelcome. However, we bear the burden and we rely on our Musar practice and tools to help us weather the injury or illness. But over time, 6 months later, that former acute injury or illness turns into something that is labeled as chronic. Can Musar practice help us with something chronic? Musar saves us with something chronic. It is a saving grace, a gift from Hashem, a life vest thrown to us just when we think we wouldn't make it. It is as if day in and day out of Musar practice was waiting for this moment. Instead of breaking down, we find ourselves capable, ready, standing, assisting, praying and supporting, serving those in need, all the while still caring for our families and ourselves as well. Why? Because our daily Musar practice has been a successful experiment in balancing. God provided this gift of the modern Musar movement to the Jewish people to face the challenges and demands of the 19th century. When our elders and ancestors hand down a tradition that actually is wise and supports our growth and refinement, celebrate it. Use it wisely. Honor it. Practice it. And pass it down to our children. Should COVID-19 continue, or another pandemic emerge, or worse, the effects of the climate crisis unfold as warned, then our children will need it.